Today is Wednesday, July 31st. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Wisconsin soldier who was declared missing in action in the Korean War is the latest to be identified. The Defense Department's POW/MIA accounting agency announced Tuesday it identified Army Corporal Robert Race of Dodgeville as one of a number of bodies recovered from graves in Korea in 1951. His remains have been at the National Memorial Cemetery in Honolulu, where teams have been working to identify soldiers. Race will have an official military burial in Dodgeville in September. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley says 59% of Wisconsin high school students who responded to the most recent youth risk behavior survey say they dealt with at least one mental health challenge within the past year. Data from the report also shows 79% of LGBTQ+ youth report experiencing anxiety, 63% say they experience depression, and 40% say they've considered suicide. The Department of Public Instruction's latest survey included responses from nearly 1,900 students in 42 high schools. The U.S. Senate passes landmark legislation to protect kids online. Support for the pair of bills was bipartisan and overwhelming, with Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Ron Johnson joining 89 other senators in sending the measures to the House. The legislation would force online platforms to take reasonable steps to prevent harms to children, such as bullying, drug addiction, and sexual exploitation, and would expand existing federal privacy protections to include those 16 years old and younger. Both bills have bipartisan support in the House. Two Wisconsin healthcare groups say the use of AI should be limited. UW Health and medical records company Epic were part of a roundtable discussion on the topic in Washington, D.C. last month. Both say guardrails need to be put in place to ensure AI is being monitored and that patients should know where it is being used. UW Health says it's using AI to perform in-room transcription services during medical appointments and to draft possible responses to patient questions on its MyChart system. A spokesperson says a doctor or nurse will always review messages before they're sent to patients. Milwaukee police officers will be heading to the Democratic National Convention. The Common Council Tuesday unanimously approved sending 75 MPD officers to Chicago for the DNC August 19th through 22nd. They'll provide security and crowd and traffic control. There were more than 1,600 officers from 24 states and the District of Columbia in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention, July 15th through 18th. The RNC and DNC are national special security events, which require additional officers and security support. The nation's first second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, would become the first gentleman if Kamala Harris wins the presidential election in November. He's used to traveling the country, championing his wife and the Biden administration's accomplishments. And now that the vice president is the likely Democratic nominee, those efforts have gone into overdrive. Emhoff has visited 37 states and 14 countries as second gentleman. He's been to four states since Biden left the race and has three more teed up in the coming days. Emhoff says in an Associated Press interview that his wife's staff advised him at her first presidential campaign appearance, "Sir, you need to jump out on that stage." A challenge to the way Wisconsin handles absentee ballot request has been dismissed by a Door County judge. WisPolitics reports the challenge came earlier this year from an Amberg man who objected to changes to the envelopes approved last year by the Elections Commission. The man also wanted to force voters who requested their ballots online to file a written statement and hand it in with the absentee ballot. Judge David Weber dismissed the case Monday. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call says the ruling is a victory for accessible voting. Conservatives who backed former President Donald Trump in the 2020 election have made numerous attempts to limit absentee voting since the election. A Wisconsin man was convicted and sentenced to time served Monday for threatening to shoot state lawmakers in 2022 if they passed a bill allowing teachers to carry firearms. A judge found James Stearns of Fond du Lac guilty of making terrorist threats a felony. Stearns was sentenced to 7 days in jail, which he had already served, and fined $500. The criminal complaint says the 75-year-old Stern sent two emails in May 2022 threatening to shoot state legislatures if they passed the bill allowing for teachers to be armed. The State Fair is just around the corner. The 173rd edition of the Wisconsin State Fair opens its 11-day run at State Fair Park in West Allis Thursday. Crews are busy setting up booths and 38 amusement rides. All of those rides must be inspected by the state in order to operate. The fair also has third-party independent inspectors that will be present every day. You can find a daily schedule of the fair events and information on tickets at wistatefair.com. Two meteor showers are expected to peak and light up the sky this week. The Southern Delta Aquids was most active through and could house up to 25 meteors per hour. Last night, the minor shower, Alpha Capricornis, is known for its bright fireballs and could also bring 5 meteors per hour to the celestial party. Meteor showers are the debris left by comets and asteroids orbiting the sun that Earth encounters annually at some point during its orbital path. Tonight is the best time to view both showers at the same time, as the moon wanes and loses about 8% illumination each night. Sitting at 16% to view meteor showers, it is best to look with your eyes only and not use any equipment, such as binoculars or a telescope. This is because you'll want to have a clear view of the entire sky. Go somewhere dark and be patient. Sit outside for at least 10 to 15 minutes to let your eyes adjust to the dark. Harley-Davidson and its electric motorcycle subsidiary, LiveWire, are facing ongoing financial challenges. A report in the Milwaukee Business Journal says it's prompting both companies to talk about more cost-cutting measures during a recent call with analysts. No new specific cutbacks were announced, but both CEOs acknowledged the impact of current market conditions on their operations. Back in April, it was announced a California Harley office would close and merge into operations at the Milwaukee headquarters. However, Harley-Davidson has announced the dates for the next year's Homecoming Festival. It'll take place from July 10th to July 13th, 2025.